All right, Lisa, it's time for our treasurer's report from Lisa Thomas.
Okay. So what I'm going to be reading is a financial report on all CDs, brokerage, and checking accounts as of May 31st, 2020. Judy and Gabe and I decided that we will have next month at our regularly scheduled board meeting a budget analysis, since it will be at a mid-year point and will give us some good numbers to go off of. So first off, we have our FISN investment account, Menino Scholarship, which is restricted. Statement is May 1 through May 30, 2020. The interest for money markets is 0.01%. Current period balance, $45,010.04. Zero additions and withdrawals. Taxable income for this period is 13 cents. Zero taxes, fees, and other expenses. Change in investment value is $364.79. Ending value as of 5/30/20 is $45,374.96. The net income for this period is 13 cents. Interest year to date, $2.22. This is a fully matured account and is current and at all cash value. Our CCB scholarship checking account for the period May 1 through 31, 2020, beginning balance $4,890.76. Deposits and other credits, zero. Withdrawals and other debits, $17. Ending balance at May 31, 2020, $4,873.76. The CCB Scholarship Savings Account for period May 1 through 31, 2020. The annual percentage yield earned this period is 0.3%. Beginning balance, $480.99. Zero deposits and additions. At 5/29/2020, interest payment of 1 cent. Ending balance, $481. Interest earned this period, 1 cent. Interest year to date, 2 cents. The CCB Newell Perry Endowment Trust from Morgan Stanley, restricted funds. For the period January 1, 2020 to May 31, 2020, total beginning value, which includes accrued interest, is $124,252.41. Net debits, credits, and transfers, a negative $15. Change in value, negative $8,304.56. Change in value for May 1 through May 31, 2020 is a positive $4,225.01. Total ending value at 5/31/2020, which includes accrued interest, is $115,932.85. UBS International Inc., Ellen Murphy Fund, restricted. Statement for May 2020. On May 2020, assets were at 184,000 $854.07. Liabilities, zero. Value of account, $184,854.07. Accrued interest in the value noted above is 63 cents. Accrued dividends in the value above is $3,403.22, which includes a prior year adjustment for a positive $337.02. On April 30th, 2020, the assets for that account were $180,617.34, zero liabilities. The value of the account at April 30, 2020 was $180,617.34 for a difference from April 30 to May 29 of a positive $4,236.73. Bank of America general checking account for the period May 1 through 31, 2020. Beginning balance, $51,619.18. Deposits and other credits, $11,028.33. Withdrawals and other debits, a negative $2,938.75. Checks paid, negative $5,522.57. Ending balance at May 31, 2020, $54,186.19. Current balance as of yesterday, June 19, 2020, $56,733.63. Bank of America Fogarty Scholarship Account for period May 1 through May 31, 2020. The interest rate is 0.02% APY. Beginning balance, $200.33. Interest paid this period, zero. Interest paid year to date, zero. Ending balance, $200.33. Bank of America CEA Loan Fund for the period May 1st through May 31st, 2020. The interest rate is 0.02% APY. Beginning balance, $520.78. Interest paid this period, 1 cent. Interest paid year to date, 5 cents. Ending balance, $520.79. Bank of America Life Membership 7-month CD as of June 9th, 2020. The account was opened August 15th, 2007. The renewal for this 7-month featured CD, the new term is 7 months. New maturity date is August 22nd, 2020. The interest rate is 0.03%. Annual percentage yield or APY, 0.03%. Interest paid year to date, 4 cents. Current balance, $2,885.30. The Bank of America Lopez Scholarship Account for the period May 1 through May 31, 2020. The interest rate is 0% APY. Beginning balance, $139.37. Zero interest paid this period. Zero interest paid year to date. Ending balance, $139.97. Bank of America Crisis Committee account for the period May 1st through 31st, 2020. Interest rate, 0.1% APY. Beginning balance, $844.93. Interest paid this period, 1 cent. Interest paid year to date, 5 cents. Ending balance is $844.94. And that concludes the financial report for Convention 2020.
So, Lisa, we assume that you would move your report's acceptance?
Yes.
And we need a second.
I second. Rob seconds.
Rob seconds. Now we will use a show of hands. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, raise your hand. We'll give a few seconds for a bunch of hands to go up.
Yeah, we'll tell you when they're all up.
Really, all we need is just a bunch.
You need a few more. You're getting there.
You have 44 now.
51.
50. Okay.
Maybe it would be good to just run through a reminder that if you're on the phone, you can raise your hand with star 9.
Right.
I know people have been doing it all day, but star 9, it's alt Y on the computer. Option Y on a Mac. Mm-hmm. And if you're participating on the Zoom.
You are now above half. You're above 50% now.
Okay. You know what? That's great. And what we're going to now do is lower everybody's hand.
Okay. So. Okay. Looks like they're pretty well gone. They're still going down. The system does it, but it takes them a little while to.
Okay.
Shh. Okay. I think you got them.
All right. Do we have any no votes on accepting the treasurer's report?
You have 5.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Now we have accepted the treasurer's report. Lisa, what a sterling job. Thank you so much. Could you change hats and give a door prize?
Sure. Let me just change screens here. I'm glad I'm set up here with my home office with multiple screens. I could do this pretty simple.
That's great.
So the lucky number is 168. And that winner is... Actually, that is a winner that's already won, so let me roll again. The new number is 82, and that's Joni Patchy.
Yay!
Hey, Joni! Hey. All right.
And Lisa, next time I come, after we do resolutions, I'm going to ask you to read the list of chapters and affiliates who made those donations. So if you could be getting that ready.
Sure.